Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The nutrition in a child's diet permanently affects his or her body's growth. But as Alex Shingleton, an assistant professor of zoology at Michigan State University, explains, certain organs are not affected by malnutrition.
People that have been malnourished during childhood typically end up as smaller adults, with shorter arms and legs and smaller hearts and lungs. However, some key organs are able to protect themselves from the effects of a poor diet and grow to almost their full size. One important example is our brain, which is more or less the same size in both well-fed and poorly fed individuals. Researchers in my lab have been trying to answer a simple question. Why are some organs, like our brain, less sensitive to changes in nutrition than others? Rather than using humans or mammals to answer this question, we've been using fruit flies, which grow rapidly and are easier and cheaper to maintain in the lab. In fruit flies, it's the male genitalia that are relatively insensitive to changes in nutrition, and we've found that this is because of a very simple mechanism. In most organs, malnutrition causes them to apply a biochemical brake on their growth, similar to you applying a brake to your car to slow it down. This brake is a protein called FOXO, which is activated when an organ senses that it's being starved. The genitals do not, however, apply this brake, for a very simple reason that they don't really have the brake. They only produce very small quantities of FOXO, and so are able to keep growing even when nutrition is low. Excitingly, FOXO is the same biochemical brake used by humans to suppress growth when they're malnourished, and we predict that differences in the production of FOXO in different organs controls their individual responses to changes in diet. More generally, our research has shown how organs and tissues can control their sensitivity to environmental changes such as diet. Our environment has a huge impact on our development and physiology, and many diseases result when our response to environmental change is either too extreme or too subtle. Understanding how we can modify this response is an important step in developing treatments to prevent or treat these diseases.
That was Michigan State University's Alex Shingleton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.